Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 FY24 earnings conference call of NTPC Limited, hosted by IIFL Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harsh Dole from IIFL Securities Limited. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thanks, moderator. Greetings, everyone. I am Harsh Dole. On behalf of IIFL Securities, I welcome you all to the 3Q FY24 earnings call of NTPC. To discuss the performance of the quarter gone by and share the outlook, we have the entire senior management team of NTPC. I would request Mr. Jaikumar Srinivasan, Director of Finance, to make the opening remarks, subsequent to which the floor will be open for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you and good afternoon to all the esteemed participation. I hope I am quite audible.
Yes, sir, you are audible.
I am Jaikumar Srinivasan, Director of Finance at NTPC Limited. It's my pleasure to extend a warm welcome to each of you for the Q3 and 9 months financial year 24 conference call. Thanks again for joining us today. I have with me Sri Dilip Kumar Patel, Director of Human Resource, Sri Ramesh Babu, Director of Operations, Sri Shivam Srivastava, Director of Fuel, Sri K. Shanmugasundaram, Director of Project. I have also with me other key members of the NTPC team. Yesterday, company announced the unaudited financial results for Q3 and 9 months FY24. The key performance highlights for Q3 FY24 and 9 months FY24 have already been disclosed on both stock exchanges. NTPC has completed yet another remarkable quarter with a resilient operational financial performance. Coming to the operational performance, as on 31st December 2023, the commercial capacity of NTPC stands at 57,838 megawatt on a standalone basis and 73,874 megawatt for the group as a whole. NTPC group generated 315 billion units in 9 months financial year 24 as compared to 295 billion units in 9 months financial year 23, an increase by 7%. NTPC standalone gross generation in 9 months financial year 24 is 268 BUs as compared to 255 BUs in the corresponding previous period, an increase of 5%. During 9 months financial year 24, PLF of coal stations of NTPC was 76.40 as against the national average of 68.51%. For 9 months financial year 24, four coal stations of NTPC, which is Bhilai, Korba, Rihand, and Singrauli, were among the top 10 performing stations in the country in terms of plant load factor. During the 9 months FY24, there has been lower power surrender by the beneficiary due to lower unrequisitioned power of 66 billion units against 72 billion units in the corresponding previous period. There was a generation loss due to fuel supply of just 0.33 billion units against 2 billion units in the corresponding period of the previous year. As regards the status of the fuel supply during Q3 FY24, materialization of coal against annual contracted quantity was 95% as against 98% in the corresponding previous period. Coal supply during Q3 FY24 was 62.37 million metric ton, including 2.15 million metric ton of imported coal. Coal supply during the corresponding previous period was 54.02 MMT, including 1.57 MMT of imported coal. NTPC Group has registered the highest ever coal production of 25.36 million metric tons in 9 months financial year 24, with a growth of over 74% as against 14.55 MMT in previous 9 months. The cumulative expenditure of 10,612.52 crores has been incurred on the development of coal mines till 31st December 2023. Coming to the financial highlights, total income for Q3 FY24 is 40,288 crores as against 42,149 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. On 9 months basis, the total income is 121,486 crores as compared to 1,24,685 crores in the 9 months financial year 23. PAT for Q3 FY24 is 4,572 crores as against 4,476 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, registering an increase of 2.14%. On a 9 month basis, PAT is 12,523 crores as against 11,524 crores in the 9 months FY23, registering an increase of 8.66%. Total income of the group for 9 months FY24 is 1,32,349 crores as against 1,33,231 crores in the corresponding previous period. PAT of group as a whole for 9 months FY24 is 14,842 crores as against the corresponding previous period PAT of 12,250 crores, registering an increase of 21.16%. During Q3 FY24, our subsidiaries earned a profit of 1,516 crores as compared to 1,290 crores in the corresponding period of the previous year, registering an increase of 17.45%. NTPC's share of profit in JV has increased from 481 crores in 9 months FY23 to 1,424 crores in 9 months FY24. During 9 months FY24, we have accounted dividend income of 662 crores as against 1,053 crores during the 9 months FY23. We had declared a first interim dividend of 2.25 rupees per share for the financial year 23-24 after second quarter results. Further, we have declared second interim dividend of 2.25 per share yesterday. Thus, the total interim dividend of ₹4.5 per share have been declared for the financial year 23-24. Coming to the regulated equity, as on 31st December 2023 was 82,094 crores for NTPC on standalone basis and 98,712 crores on group basis. On the fund mobilization side, the average rate of interest during the 9 months financial year 24 is for NTPC is 6.66% as compared to 6.32% in the 9 months financial year 23. Capital expenditure outlay of NTPC Group has been estimated at 28,373 crores for financial year 24. In 9 months FY24, we have incurred a group capex of 21,552 crores as compared to 26,058 crores in the corresponding previous period. I'd like to list down a few other highlights. NTPC Group is deeply committed to advancing renewable energy initiatives. As of now, we have successfully commissioned 3,364 megawatt of renewable energy projects. Currently, an additional 7,808 megawatt of renewable energy projects are in the various stage of construction. Moreover, we have 8,225 megawatt of renewable energy projects in the tendering process and a substantial 3,350 megawatt equivalent land bank is at our disposal, presenting a tangible pipeline of overall 22,747 megawatt at present. As part of our overall energy security plans, we are actively considering awarding thermal capacity of close to 16.8 gigawatt in near future. This is in addition to the 10 gigawatt thermal capacity already under construction for the group. Furthermore, to have greater fuel security, we are enhancing our coal mining capacity as well and expect to reach an annual production of 50 million tons in the next 3 years. On December 15, 2023, MDO contract was awarded for Badam coal mining project, marking a significant milestone as all 6 coal mining projects of NTPC now have MDO contracts in place. Going higher on generation, lowering greenhouse gas intensity remain our motto for environment management and drives our efforts to comply with new environment norms. We have taken significant steps to control SOx and NOx emissions. Over the next 3 years, we plan to commission FGD system for our entire operational and under construction capacity, ensuring a substantial reduction in SOx emission. 65,200 megawatt has been awarded, out of which 5,960 megawatt has already been commissioned and 59,240 megawatt is under implementation. NTPC Group achieved 300 billion units power generation in financial year 23-24 in record time of 262 days, which is 18 days earlier compared to the last financial year. Erection work of 22 TPD biomass pellet plant at Bathinda, Punjab has been completed and the project is likely to be commissioned in Q4 of financial year 23-24. Erection activity for setting up of 50 tons per day pellet plant at NTPC Dadri and 100 TPD pellet plant at APCPL Chajjar are in progress. Some of the awards accolades for NTPC for in Q3 financial year 24, NTPC received Gold Award for Annual Report at the Corporate Governance Disclosure Competition 2022 organized by the South Asian Federation of Accountants, SAFA. The annual report of NTPC for the year 21-22 has been confirmed with Gold Award Public Sector Entities category under SAFA Best Presented Annual Accounts Awards Integrated Reporting Award and SARC Anniversary Award for Corporate Governance Disclosure Competition 2022. NTPC Coal Mines bagged Star Rating Award under the Star Rating System instituted by the Ministry of Coal to promote green, safe and sustainable mining practices. NTPC Dulanga Coal Mining Project has been awarded Star Rating Award, third rank, under the category of Open Cast Mines for the year 2019-20. In 2021 and 21-22. NTPC Talaipalli Coal Mining Project has also been awarded Star Rating Achievers Rank under the Open Cast category for the year 19-20. NTPC has been recognized as one of the World's Best Employer 2023 in the Forbes World's Best Employer List 2023. It ranked 261st out of top 700 companies in the world ranking and is the only Indian PSU to figure in the list. This is a testimony that the people practices at NTPC are at par with the top companies in the world. These are some of the key highlights I wanted to share before we begin the question and answer session. Thank you so much. I hand over to Mr. Harsh Dole. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking the question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for the moment while question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Anuj, ICIC. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mahendra, for the opportunity. I just had a couple of questions. First, on the lines of, so if I see your standalone P&L, point number 5, profit before regulatory deferral account balances, that seems to have declined both on a quarter-on-quarter basis and on a YOY basis. While I understand there is point 6 as well, which talks about some regulatory deferral account balances, my question is, how is the regulatory first of all, how should I be looking at the profit? Should I be looking at profit for the whole period, including regulatory deferral? And second question is, how do I project this number? Say, because this number has been very volatile in the last few quarters, if I see. If I see last year, it was of the likes of a loss of about 1750 crores, and this quarter it is a profit of about 1466 crores. So that's point number one. And second question is, if you can just quantify the incentives for this quarter, given that your PAF, the plant availability factor, was down about 6-7% from a quarter-on-quarter perspective. So these two questions. Thank you.
Yeah, so the first question was on the standalone profitability, how you should be looking at the profitability. So, in fact, as a mark of comparison, you should be looking at the overall profitability, which is up by 998.55 crores. The regulatory deferral, there was a peculiar thing in the last year, that we had changed the methodology of accounting, whereby all the, you know, sale of ash collections were accounted for under your regulatory deferral. But subsequently, this was by account transfer, it was all shifted to the actual revenue. So to that extent, there will be a variation seen. But on an overall basis, the profitability remains progressive. Coming to your next question regarding incentive. The trend of incentive is for the third quarter, it is 124 crores, and overall for the 9 months, the incentive is 462 crores, which is higher compared to the last year. The trend is on an increasing trend. If you were to look at the figures of incentive for the last 3 years, it has grown from 164, 354, then 424, and now it is 462 crores.
Okay, thank you. Just one clarification, this net moment in regulatory deferral would remain elevated at these levels. Would it be fair to assume that, or should it reverse going forward in the future quarters?
No, the regulatory deferral will have, you know, because based on 2-3 components. One, it can be due to, you know, foreign currency movement, because of regulatory orders. So there is, we can't capture a trend per se.
No, so basically you were saying that there has been some accounting difference between last year same quarter and this year, this quarter.
Yeah.
So that's why I was just asking. So yeah. So you're saying it's difficult to comment.
No. To that extent, that peculiar transaction is a one-time. It will not be repeated.
That's what I was asking. Thanks for the answer. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sitaram Agarwal from Tree Line Investment Management. Please go ahead. Ms. Sitaram, you're audible. Please, you can ask your question. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon and thanks for the opportunity. My first question is, what was the under recovery in the 9 months and what was this number in H1?
Under recovery in sense of disincentive, you mean?
Yes,
under recovery in the third quarter was close to 256 crores. And overall, it is around 740 crores, which we should see the reversal during the fourth quarter. This was essentially due to some more number of outages that were taken in the third quarter, because it is kind of an over planning that during the first quarter of the next year, the demand is likely to be upside. So, you know, as a preparatory measures, more number of outages were taken in the third quarter. So you should see a lot of reversal in the fourth quarter.
My second question is on.
I think I would love to give some clarification on this. The Government of India has said to the power companies that they should not take any overhauls from the month of March onwards. So some of the overhauls that were supposed to be taken in March that were preponed. Similarly, in the beginning of the year up to June, we were not allowed to take any overhauls because of the prevailing grid condition. So some of these overhauls were also adjusted in these months. So we have taken more overhauls during this period, and once these units come back on bar, you will see a lot of reversal of this under recovery.
My second question is that the fact that the under recovery has been higher in the last 5 years, and one of the key reasons could be that peak or peak, low season, high season, and the new regulation, the low season, high season has gone off. Do you think this will help materially for us to report a lower under recovery in the next tariff period if the draft regulation prevails in the final?
Yes, it would actually help the company. In fact, with the government giving us the directions to schedule our overhauls, we were facing problems. And we were actually telling the government also that this high demand, low demand season should go. And in this 24-29 regulation that has been removed. So to this extent, yes, the under recovery will be less. You do not have this high demand, low demand.
Just to add to what Director of Operations said, yes, the change provisions regulation will give us a better latitude to manage our grid condition, because earlier whatever was the declared peak and non-peak, and as compared to what was the real situations, grid situation, so this will give a better latitude to operate.
The last question is on the government is saying about adding 88 gigawatt of coal in next 10 years. Are we devising our capacity addition target for coal-based power plant as of now, or do you think we will revise it later?
Out of which, NTPC is going to add 16.8 gigawatt thermal directly, and indirectly we will be supporting the state government utilities in awarding 7 gigawatt.
Understood, sir. Thank you, Ambassador, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravi Kant from Tara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, Ravi Kant this side. This is my one small question. Is there any planning of merger of PSPC and NIPCO in NTPC?
No. To our information, there is no such, and whatever is there, it couldn't be just be a speculative kind of a thing.
Okay.
Officially, there is nothing with us.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Atul Tiwari from CET. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, what was the recurring part in the quarter, if you could share that number? How many you adjust for some one-off, etc., and
See, if you are referring to what can be termed as adjusted profit.
Yeah.
Our adjusted profit for the current nine months thing is this Q3 or? So for the Q3 it was 4,468 as compared to 4,424 in the previous Q3. If you talk about 9 months basis, our adjusted profit is 11,760, which compares favorably. Previous year it was 11,418.
Okay. And sir, this 16.8 gigawatt award plan, so like which are some of the key projects like which you could award over say next 6 months to 1 year out of this pipeline?
This would be Singrauli 3, 1600 megawatt, Sipat 3, 800 megawatt, Darlipalli Unit 1, 800 megawatt. So this would be typically in the Q1, Q2 tendering for the forthcoming year. There is one more Meja, 2400 megawatt. Then NPGCL 2, 2400 megawatt. Telangana 2, 2400 megawatt. So besides this, there will be Gadarwara, Anpara, Obara, Patra 2. So totaling to 16.8 gigawatt. So out of this, 9,600 would be on a standalone NTPC, and 7.2 gigawatt would be implemented through the JV subsidiary.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Puneet Gulati from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much. So basically, out of the 16.8, the breakup is the 9.6 and 7 gigawatt, right? That's how one should read in terms of...
Yeah, 9.6 and 7.2 is the breakup between standalone and JV subsidiary.
And what is the timeline of the award for all of this? And what stages are, which one will be the first one to go?
Yeah, it's as I was mentioning, in Q1, Q2, around 5,600 gigawatt should be, 5.6 gigawatt should be tendered out in the Q1 and Q2 of next year.
Okay.
Then 6,400 should be for Q2 of 25-26. And 4,800 would be there in the Q3.
Q3 of 25-26. So FY25 5.6 and about 11.2 in FY26.
5.6, 6.4 and 4.8.
And 6.4 is also FY26, right?
6.4 is 25-26.
Yeah, yeah, FY25-26. And same year for 4.8 in Q2.
25. This is, one second, just hold on.
Yeah.
Patra 2 is which year? 4.8 would be 26-27. That was a typo.
So the, for the first 5.6, which is due Q1 25, which is less than 6 months, what are the stages of approval that you need to cross, and where are you on those?
I will request my director project to elaborate on this.
In case of Singrauli, there is no need for studies. All studies have been completed. For Sipat, we are waiting for the EC. And for Dallipalli, we need certain amount of land acquisition as well as EC. And major certain amount of land for ASBEC is required. However, as committed by Director of Finance, we will be able to award it by next 6 months, this first lot.
Okay, so you're expecting EC for all to come in next 6 months. EC and land acquisition also to get completed. And Singrauli, you have EC already in place.
Yes, Singrauli, we have already EC.
Okay, that's very interesting. Secondly, if it's possible to break up your, other income in form of income from subsidiaries and rest of the income, it would be very helpful.
Yeah.
9 months other income. You want the details of other income?
Yeah, broadly break up from basically dividend from subsidiaries, JVs and the others, such as
see, the breakup of dividend would be that the dividend from subsidiaries 190,
okay,
and totaling, and the dividend from JVs would be 463.
Okay.
The gross will be 662 crores. What was your other question?
Yeah, and then there will be surcharge income, etc. Right?
One second. LPS. Your surcharge for 9 months is 186 crores compared to 459 last year. So the surcharge is always on a reduction trend because of the good collection efficiency now.
Right. My last question is on your renewable capacity. That's still about 3.3. You've had,
yeah,
you're sitting on 3 gigawatt quite a bit. Are you happy with the pace of commissioning? Or do you expect that pace of commissioning to change in the year ahead? You have 4 gigawatt of pipeline already.
We have a commissioned capacity of 3.3 gigawatt, but we are geared up, as I was telling in my initial remarks, that 7.8 gigawatt is already under execution with PPA available, construction contracts are all about it. Another 11.9 gigawatt is in the pipeline where we have won the bid either or received the LOA has been received, PPA has been signed, JV, some of them are through JV, so JV has been signed, term sheet and some consents received. So these are under, well, state of preparation, so under execution also, but nevertheless, I'll ask, request my CEO of NGL NREL to elaborate on this, Mr. Mohit Bhargav.
And also on the 7800 megawatt which is under construction, what should be the timeline of commissioning for FY 25 and 26? And if at all anything else can come in FY 24?
Yeah,
Grafton,
first thing first, no, we are not happy with the pace of execution, but these were things which are not in our control, and now hopefully we are back on track. The major issue, of course, was the module supply, so we started receiving the supplies now. Out of the 7.8, which is already ordered, progressively we hope to commission them over the next 24 months. But about 1 gigawatt definitely will come by March. That's what our target is, because the work is going on. And another, of course, the idea is to have close to another 3 gigawatts next year and balance thereafter.
Understood. That's very helpful. That's all from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lavina from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just wanted to check again on this slower pace of execution. Outside of receipt of modules, is anything on the land acquisition side or certain other fronts maybe delaying the execution? Just want your perspective that your three-year target is in place, your 25-26 target.
No, the major challenge was module, because there has been change in what the regulations have been put in place by the government, so which is what delayed the module procurement. But other than that, I would say these are routine issues. Land and execution challenges to the EPC contractors are always there. That's our job to take care of us. So we don't perceive anything specific which is out of hand there.
Okay. So your 25-26 target would be in place, right? What you'll have in mind?
Yeah.
What you'll have been guiding for?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anuj Upadhya from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my first question belongs to the under recovery, which you mentioned in 9 months we had around 740 crores of under recovery and we target to bring it down. Any number you want to quote or where we would like to end up FY24 figures for the under recovery?
It would be around 400 to 450 crores.
400 to 450. Okay. Second is on the capacity addition, sir. So while the renewable target has been mentioned, how about the conventional thing? So like year to date, we have added close to 1.6 gigawatt of capacity. And if I am correct, we had given a consult target of adding somewhere close to 6 to 7 gigawatt of an annual basis, of which roughly 3 gigawatt would be renewable. So how are the balanced 4 gigawatt of conventional capacity panning out? Are we sticking to the timeline for FY24, 25, 26 numbers, or there's some kind of a change which we expect?
The current year target was 3580 in conventional, which we will be able to achieve. We have North Karanpura Unit 2 and Telangana Unit 2, one of our Maitri Unit 2 in Bangladesh. These three are pending. These three are on track. They are expected to be commissioned by the month of February.
Okay, so they have been synchronized, right?
North Karanpura has achieved full load also. Telangana is going to achieve full load in 2 to 3 days. Maitri is not able to go to tile offering because of fall issues. Now they are also starting.
Oh, fine, sir. And for FY25-26?
For FY25, we have a target of around 4 gigawatt plus 25. And for FY26, we are around 2.7 gigawatt plus.
Wherein
we'll be having this Patratu 800 megawatt, Bad 1 unit 660, North Karanpura unit number 3, then one unit of THDC Kurcha. This is the like the breakup.
This is for financial 26.
All right, sir. And the PPA and FSA are all in place for this capacity, which are likely to come up by FY26, right, sir?
Yes.
Okay, and only for the new project which we have announced, 16.8 gigawatt, we need to seek the approval for the same. In the like for the PPA and FSA, is something which we are still seeking.
Yes, it's in the cards, no issue.
Okay, and lastly on the cash flow front, sir. So factoring the thing that we are adding close to 6-7 gigawatt on an annual basis, how would our cash flow be placed so that we can meet the equity capex for this capacity? If you can throw some light on it, it would be helpful.
We have a comfortable projection depending on all the capacity additions and your better regulated equity we are will keep on adding. So our cash flow projection is comfortable and it will be able to take care of my 30% equity for all this requirement.
Okay, that's it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sushil Dhoot from Nuvama Wealth Management. Please go ahead. As there is no response from the participants, we will go to the next question. The next question is from the line of Satyadeep Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. First question on renewable energy. On the 7.8 gigawatt that we're looking at for the next 2 odd years, given we've seen correction in module prices and you've finally secured modules, any idea the IRR on these projects that we're looking at, would it be better than the projects you already have executed, or is it could it be better than the existing projects? That's the first one.
If the module prices remain corrected and maybe go down further, definitely there will be better IRR.
What kind of IRR do you look at in renewable energy?
I think that was not clear.
What kind of IRR? When you're bidding for projects, what? Can you hear?
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your voice is not clear. Kindly use handset, please.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir. You're audible.
Yeah, please.
When you're bidding for RE projects, what is the IRR you're looking at for RE right now?
See, the renewable side is a competitive arena, and the IRR is something which I can only give you a range. I cannot be very specific about this. So we are looking for a very healthy IRR, which would be comparable with what we are earning in the cost plus segment. I cannot be more specific.
Okay. On the 16.8 gigawatt of capacity for coal, you mentioned, any idea how much of that could be pitted and how much non-pitted?
Almost Singrauli is pitted, but also pitted. Darlipali is pitted. Meja is non-pitted. Telangana is pitted. Karadwara, non-pitted. Nabinagar, non-pitted. Patra to pitted. Obra, Anpara is pitted.
So we can tally it up and give it to you specifically if you want the megawatt, but on a ballpark basis, 60%, 60 to 65% is on a pitted basis and remaining is on a non-pitted one.
Okay. Just one clarification on the capacity expansions. You mentioned 4 gigawatt for FY, more than 4 gigawatt for FY24. Is it largely on time when we look at Telangana Unit 1, North Karantra Unit 3? Can you maybe just talk about how much are you looking at commissioning in the first half of FY25?
The next year we are talking, first half?
Yes.
First half it will be Bad and North Karanpura.
What, 13-20?
What?
You are talking about award or commissioning?
Commissioning.
Okay.
So Telangana will be completed in this year itself. Telangana, North Karanpura unit 2 by this year itself. Next year it will be one unit of North Karanpura, one unit of Bad, and one unit of Patra 2, and one unit of PSDC Gurupuja.
These will be in, are you saying, first half of FY25, right?
The next question is from the line of Nikhil from Bernstein. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. My first question is on pump storage project. Last time we had announced that, you know, there are about 14 gigawatts of opportunities under various stages of discussion. Wanted to check what is the status on that, any progress that has been made on those pump storage opportunities.
After going through all the studies and analysis on the interaction, right now we are aiming at 7 gigawatt, out of which Tamil Nadu contributes 3 gigawatt, with the MOUs at the last stage. Maharashtra 800 has been, MOU has been signed yesterday. Chhattisgarh around 1200, Gujarat 1000, Meghalaya 1000. These are the probable customers for us. It's around 7 gigawatt we are aiming at now. Out of which Maharashtra has materialized. Rest are in different stages of process. Tamil Nadu will get it very soon. Meghalaya we are on, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat we are following it up.
Thank you, understood. Sorry, please.
Hey, please.
And just one update on Maharashtra. Maharashtra is actually 2 gigawatts. That's what we signed yesterday.
2 gigawatts. So overall it's 8 gigawatts which are under active stages?
Yes. Well, we were planning for 800. Our Maharashtra signed for 2 gigawatts. So it's possibly now 8 gigawatts.
Understood. And in terms of timeline, what should we expect to see the first ones getting commissioned?
See, generally, the time taken is 2 years for DPR, then for a construction period of between 5 to 6 years.
Average completion?
Totally around 7 years.
Got it. Understood. My second question is on the renewable front. So I had a couple of clarifications there. Just firstly, on FY26, just wanted to clarify what number are we then targeting? Is it about 15 gigawatts of renewable by FY26, which we had communicated in the last call? Or is that number revised downwards now in terms of total operating capacity for renewables by FY26 end?
No, we are still in that ballpark.
Got it. And second question on renewable, there is on transmission front. Is transmission a reason for delay or which could potentially delay our aspirations on the renewable front?
Difficult to say upfront, but yes, The transmission is a challenge for actually all the developers, and the government and the transmission equity are focusing on that. Most of our projects have connectivity in place, but yes, in a few of them probably there might be minor delay in connectivity, but we don't anticipate that to materially impact us.
Got it, got it. That's helpful. Maybe one last question from my side. On the module price question which came up earlier as well, given the crash in module prices, as you said, should benefit us. The 7.8 gigawatt which is under construction on renewable, for them, am I correct to understand it's typically on a turnkey basis where the module price is already locked?
No, no, no. In fact, most of that is in a two-package mode where we are preferring modules directly.
Understood. And would the orders have been placed already on the module front as well, or?
No, not for all. We have placed order for about 2.5 gigawatts.
Perfect. Makes sense. Thank you so much for answering my questions. That was all.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshat Vyas from Reliance Nippon Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Sir, CAPEX for the...
As there is no response from participants, we will go to the next. The next question is from the line of Swati Jhunjhunwala from BOB Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my question. First question is on the coal mining. So for 9 months, we've done 20 MTPA against our target of 34 million tons for the entire year. So is that target still intact or are we revising it?
No, madam, we are already on the track and we have already produced 27 million ton plus and we'll be achieving this target.
So, this 27, this 7 million ton, according to your key highlights, you said it's around 20 million for 9 months. So, is that, can you clarify what is the difference between 20 and 27?
They couldn't get you, that you're talking about balance production?
Yeah, so in your key highlight, the coal produced is 20 million tons for 9 months. Is that right?
No, that is for previous year, madam. This year it is 27.
25.
I mean, till date.
Till date, yes.
It's Q3. Till date, madam, it is 27 million tons. And what figure you're saying for the 9 months? So we are on track.
25.36 is 9 months and
9 months.
Right now we have achieved 27.
Got it. So the 34 million ton is intact. The this will be achieved by the end of the year.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Got it. And the second question is on the renewable front. So we are planning to commission around about 15 gigawatts by FY26. The hydro, the pump storage capacities that are coming up for 8 gigawatt, as you said, will take another 6 to 7 years. So, the kind of PPA that you are signing, is it on an on a RTC basis or is it on a project-to-project basis?
So the PPAs which we have signed also include RTC power. But for those RTC PPAs, we are not looking at our own pump storage as of now. In fact, as we had mentioned last time also, we've already tied up for a 500 megawatt pump storage and we have another 1500 megawatt storage bid in the market. So we'll be using that capacity for meeting our PPA requirements.
All right. Understood. And last question on the 16.8 gigawatt thermal capacity. So of this, is the entire 16.8 under RTM or is only the 9.6, that is the standalone part, is that the only one under the regulated basis?
Standalone
basis.
No, the entire capacity would be predominantly on the cost plus basis.
On the cost plus basis. All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruv from HDFC AMC. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. So just one point to clarify. 10 gigawatt of thermal assets are already under construction. And over and above that, we are planning to tender out 16.8 gigawatt of thermal capacity.
You have to be a bit louder, please.
So 10 gigawatt of thermal capacities are already under construction, and 16.8 gigawatt we have to tender in the next 2-3 years.
Yes.
That's over and about 10 gigawatt. And so any status on this 16.8 in terms of the PPAs, the states which are coming up, you know, to sign PPAs, is there willingness or just some status there?
We have PPAs for some of them, like Darlipali, Singrauli, and we'll be signing PPAs for others, like SIPAP and Telangana 2 and other projects.
But these states are coming forward to sign PPAs, is it? Or, I mean, where are we right now in terms of the willingness to sign?
Yes, they are willing. PPAs. They are willing to sign PPAs.
Okay. Okay, got it. And so the other thing, a small point was, what was the PAF under recovery, the fixed charge under recovery in the last year same quarter, 3QFY23?
I think this is a repeat question, but nevertheless, let me...
So last year, you had mentioned for the current year quarter, but for the last year quarter.
Okay. Last year Q3 was 168 crores. Sorry.
Fixed charge under recovery.
Last year was the improvement, not under recovery. It was an improvement by 168
crores. Got it. That's all, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshat Vyas from Reliance Nippon Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so sorry for the cut earlier. Also, just wanted to know your capex for the next year would be how much? This year you're saying 28,373 for FY24. 25 would be?
The overall capex for standalone capex for next year would be close to 22,700. And for 25-26, it would be close to 26,000.
Sorry? How much?
So, 26,300.
And sir, this would be done through how the fund, the raising for the funds and all would be done through equity debt. How?
Through a debt equity, 70-30.
Debt equity 70-30. Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir.
That's the normative as far as the cost plus projects are concerned. But renewable, that it could be slightly different. We can go for higher leveraging if possible.
Okay, sir. Thank you. So, FY25, you said 22,700 for standalone. And 26, you said 26,300 for FY26.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Falguni Dutta from Mansarovar Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So, I just have one question. So what's your view on the overall demand supply in power for the next 2 years, let's say, if we even include the renewable capacity therein?
You are talking about, when you talk about demand supply, I presume you are talking at the country level?
Yes, country. For country, yes.
Okay, now... I will give you two projections. One is by the end of 26-27, the overall electricity demand in terms of, you know, peak demand, it would be 277.
Okay.
And as a, on an energy basis, it would be 1,908 billion units.
1,908
BUs.
Okay, sir.
And if you take a projection up to 31-32, the peak demand would is estimated at 366 gigawatt, and the energy demand would be 2,474 billion units.
And so against this for FY27, against this, what's the supply? I just wanted to know, how are we placed for the country? Will the demand overshoot the supply? Just wanted to take a view in terms of merchant power rates and thereabout.
I can only share that, you know, right now 27 gigawatts of coal capacity is already under
construction. And another 31 gigawatt close to that is under advanced stage of planning. And another 18 gigawatts is required to be planned. So that would essentially mean that the coal capacity would be closer to 283 crores by the end of 2032. So that's the broad numbers available at the planning stage.
Sir, I just missed your last statement. The 27 gigawatt, 31 and 18 were all for coal, you mentioned, right?
Yes, yes, all for coal as an all India basis, and the estimated closing capacity at the end of 2032 mm-hmm. should be closer to 283 gigawatts.
Okay.
This would factor some amount of possible retirement depending on the health of the plants. So we have factored around 2 gigawatt of retirement as well in this.
Okay.
And so on the renewable side, or we can say non-fossil fuel side, solar target addition would be 246, wind around 46. And from other sources, other non-fossil fuel sources of 52 gigawatts. So the total addition targeted as a country as a whole is 343. So this should take the overall capacity, considering the existing capacity, to 530 gigawatt by the end of 2032.
Okay.
And if you talk on aggregate basis, so the total target capacity at the end of 32 would be 838 gigawatts. A total of 412 gigawatt would be the target addition, taking into account the conventional as well as your RE side.
So 412 gigawatt is the target addition till 2032.
That's right.
Okay. Also, you don't think, no, that with more solar coming in, what we hear is various companies putting up solar capacities. So is there a case that the thermal capacity demand comes off a little bit, it gets offset with solar, and therefore we see some lesser demand for thermal? I mean, do you see such a situation?
Madam, yeah. See, I think one of your questions was, will we be able to supply the demand? See, as of now, the current additions in the renewable sector and the thermal, there is no issue of meeting the demand during solar hours. Probably during non-solar hours, in the short time, there could be some crunch. But even that, provided all the thermal units on bar, that's not an issue. If thermal units are going under maintenance more than they required, then there could be an issue. That is what is the demand for the situation.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from me.
Thank you. The last question is from the line of Aditya Velinkar from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, any color on the green hydrogen? There was an announcement yesterday that Government of Maharashtra will be putting some 80,000 crore investment in NTPC green energy. So under what, how should we see this green hydrogen space shaping up in future?
Yeah, our CEO of NGL, Mohit Bharga, will be taking this question.
I think there's one correction up front. Maharashtra government does not intend to invest anything in NTPC. The MOU which has been signed says that we will be investing up to 80,000 crores in Maharashtra for setting up green hydrogen projects backed by renewable and pump storage and so on. So that is the broad objective in the MOU. The broad timeline is to do it within the next 5 years. Maharashtra recently came out with a new hydrogen policy, and this is broadly an outcome of that NTPC Green has committed to take up. On a more generic note, green hydrogen is still evolving, and all the IPPs, including NTPC, are looking at tying up offtake agreements. Meanwhile, the government is also looking at opening up mandates for the domestic companies. So, once all these things happen, the demand will be created because there are a lot of people who are willing to set up hydrogen projects or ammonia projects, but ultimately without offtake, this cannot be easier to get up around. Till such time, most of the people are actually doing pilots.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. As that was the last question, I would now hand the conference over to Ms. Harsh Dole from IIFL Securities Limited for closing comments.
Thanks, moderator. On behalf of IIFL Securities, I'd like to thank all the participants. And I'd also like to thank NTPC management for giving us an opportunity to host this call. Really appreciate that. Before we conclude the call, would you like to extend any last message?
I would, on behalf of the management of NTPC, thank all the participants for their very, very well-informed questions. And if there are any remaining queries which are left to be answered, we will be supplementing it through a direct reply to that. So thank you once again. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of IIFL Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.